Our opinions expressed on this episode are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. And now Blue Hour with Tian Hani is starting.
Did you hear my voice start to grow?
I didn't hear that. I'm Tia.
I'm Hani.
And welcome to Blue Hour with Tia and Hani.
Have you ever tried to rebrand yourself for the new year? Made a list of how you're going to glow up and become a baddie, both in mindset and looks, but secretly mostly looks, only to realize how difficult it actually is to keep up a persona you don't believe in?
I feel like this is a bit more realistic than the other shows we've talked about so far. But I truly hope that people have not experienced that.
Before we have to continue, I have something to say. I experienced a bit of this story myself. I didn't get bullied for my looks.
Mm-hmm.
I did get kind of bullied, but not for my looks.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, the glow-up part, at least. And we'll get into this a little more and, like, why this drama also touches my heart because of it. But, Taya, take it away.
Because for today, we will hear the story of someone who experienced exactly what Hani explained.
Today's episode is on True Beauty, the highly popular K-drama based off of a highly popular webtoon. Seriously, if you go on Webtoon and, like, search up, like, famous webtoons, this drama will pop up everywhere. It is number one.
Even I honestly don't read that many webtoons or barely knew about them. I knew about True Beauty.
Yeah. That's like how widespread it is, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying this is like a masterpiece writing of a webtoon, okay? I've read good webtoons. Mm-hmm. But I have to say it raptures your attention because of like... Because tropes and cliches work for a reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, let's get into it.
Let's get into True Beauty.
Just a clarification, I am still recovering from wisdom teeth surgery.
Yes, our Hani is going strong. She's actually doing this podcast with a swollen jaw. Yeah. But she looks really cute though, guys.
And
she
I have a little bruise.
Oh, but geez. Let's give our best wishes for a quick recovery to Hani. I don't like seeing her in pain, but I gave her my Viki account so she can relax and watch her K-dramas.
Thank you. Anyways,
she can't laugh so much today.
You know why this also episode relates to me? Because I feel ugly. I've been feeling ugly for the past few days with my square jaw that makes me look like handsome Squidward. But anyways, like me, our main girl, Im Joo Kyung, okay, she's bullied relentlessly for her appearance in high school.
Yep.
She suffers through not just verbal, but also cyber and physical abuse. This happens in the K-drama, but think of your stereotypical, like, recording your bully victim, throwing things at them, tormenting them constantly. This is what she goes through simply because of her looks.
Yep.
Which, by the way, are normal to me.
They're very normal.
She goes through the whole torture package, and as she transfers to a different high school, she turns to the only way she sees out of this reality, which is becoming pretty through makeup and learning tips from social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through this journey with the first episode of, like, her kind of reinventing herself, coming up with this new look, you know, eyelid strips, mascara, eyeliner, eyeshadow, eyeliner, lip liner, lip,
twice
lip gloss,
eyeliner.
Everything, foundation.
It's like foundation, concealer, everything.
Learning how to hide your acne and acne scars,
changing
up your looks, your hair. I genuinely think that most of this rebranding comes with, like, confidence.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I think, honestly, like, as much as she, when she enters the new high school, I know you're probably going to touch more on it, but, like, when she enters the new high school, it's not so much just the fact that she has new makeup on and then people think she's prettier, but it's more of the fact that she feels confident in her own skin, and then she kind of, like, expresses that by, you know, the way she is as well.
Like, of course, there's that, like, clear sense of pretty privilege, but she carries herself like someone that's pretty, which in turn convinces other people you know, to see her as pretty versus someone that's kind of like secluded. But she's still getting used to this like new life, mm-hmm. you know, this attention, this non-bullying. But she ends up becoming close friends with this guy named Suho.
Mm.
Now, they actually meet when she's not in this persona where she doesn't have makeup on. I believe it's at the comic book store.
It is at the comic book store, yeah.
Yes.
Which is the kind of iconic spot mm-hmm, in this mm-hmm. K-drama.
And it kind of touches on your heart, you know, like, oh, he's into this niche horror stuff too, just like her. And it's like, oh, he kind of has a thing for her even when she's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, all done up with makeup and hair and pretty clothes.
And something to keep in mind is that he is the popular guy in
yes,
school.
Yes, yes. Isuo is the it boy.
And I just have to tell you guys, guess who this character is played by? Cha Eun-woo.
The one and only.
Oh my god.
I mean, Cha Eun-woo is an idol,
yeah.
which Tae will get more into after.
I will.
But, and so there's that kind of like heart tugging, you know, like, mm-hmm. oh, he likes her when she's herself.
Mm-hmm.
Almost kind of like that Miraculous Ladybug thing going on, you know?
You know what? It actually really true. It does. And honestly, I feel like Cha Eun-woo kind of looks like the guy from...
like, he's blonde.
I know, but like the facial... I don't know.
I get it. The vibe. Like, you know, like yeah. the it boy of the school. Basically, Lee Suho is the Adrian Agreste of this K-drama, okay?
But and he's she's like the marionette. Yeah, you know, it's very true.
And then we're introduced to the second... lead character. He gives off like, you know, gangster kind of like stereotypical rebellious.
Yeah.
But he's very charming. This K-drama will give you mega second lead syndrome.
For sure. Like I feel like
it's
this is
so
one,
bad.
This is one of those few K-dramas. This one and Reply 1988 where people ship the main character as much with the second love interest as much as with the first love interest.
Okay, Reply 1988, I have things to say about that. I do not think the second lead should have ended up with it. But anyways. And this one, I will say, as like someone who read the webtoon,
mm-hmm.
I'd say in the webtoon I was actually rooting for Suho more, but something about the charm between their bond in the K-drama, mm-hmm. the True Beauty K-drama,
mm-hmm.
specifically, like, it tugs on your heartstrings. Like, you want the second lead and Im yeah. Joo-kyung to get together. Like, Sojun?
For me, as someone that just watched the actual K-drama, it's not mm-hmm. that I was upset that she got together with Soo, but it's rather the fact that I felt like the chemistry was better between
Sojun
and
Joo-kyung.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just get so excited over their chemistry. It's just they know each other, you know. Yeah. Like, anyways, I don't want to spoil anything, but
I feel like this K drama. The thing is, with this K drama, it's kind of hard to spoil it because it has more of a very typical storyline. I feel like it has one of those more typical storylines than the other K-dramas.
It is for sure, especially since it comes from a webtoon that is, yeah. again, a stereotypical webtoon.
And also it's a high school drama,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot of the ones that we've looked at so far are not high school dramas at all, except from like Study Group, which was mm-hmm. a high school drama. But like if we look at, I think the reason why we're comparing them and saying this one is a bit more typical is because if you look at Crash Landing on You, for example, it's a love between not older people, but like people who are adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when they make a decision of who they choose to love or who they choose to stay with, it feels a bit like as a stronger decision or like a grander decision because this is the person they might stay with for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, like with marriage in mind.
Right, and kids and everything. But for this high school drama like True Beauty, it is more of like puppy love in a sense. But at the same time, it's like, they have such a strong relationship as friends and then it can develop into more.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is also why it became such a beloved drama is because it felt so innocent. Even though it discussed topics.
It had that very fresh, youthful...
Yeah. It did. It,
like, makes you wish that you went to that high school.
Right? Yeah,
that you
yeah.
had that group of friends.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously not the bullying.
No, but that was more in the first school, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It did, not to spoil anything, but it did get a bit better in the second school.
It did. And, you know, there's still ups and downs with friendships between girls. But another thing that I liked was that they did, like, pit girls against each other in certain ways. But it didn't feel like they were just doing it just because.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they made it so that the female characters had, like, agency, you know? Like, mm-hmm. they had control over their relationship. They can mend it. It's not just, like... Like, yeah, I did feel at some certain points it was like, oh, why are you fighting over this boy?
Stupid. Yeah.
Like, what? But, you know, what I like about it is that they show character development for yeah. real.
That's very true.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And even though these characters might do stupid things that high schoolers do, it's like you still root for them.
Yeah.
They give you a reason to root for them.
I feel like it's something that a lot of people can maybe not. I mean, of course, you can't maybe relate to it in the sense that, oh, this has happened to you. But there are certain aspects with each character that it's a very, like, universal characteristic that a lot of people have experienced yeah. or is experiencing, or even as kids. I remember watching, like, Vampire Diaries and just thinking about, like, oh my god, this is what it's gonna be like when I get to high
oh
school.
Oh god, I hope not.
And then
I hope not.
And but yeah, I hope, I truly, I'm happy that did not happen.
You know what, when I was a kid, I also thought that I was gonna get recruited into a vampire coven at the age of 16, but
I thought I was gonna get a letter from Hogwarts.
Stop.
I literally thought literally, so.
Yeah.
Anyways. I read the books. Okay, we go off topic, but continue.
Anyways, as I was saying, like, in the beginning, I experienced mm-hmm. kind of this, like, mentality before.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I was, like, super ugly or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't say that I was attractive. And, like, I definitely noticed the shift in the way people treated me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this was back in 2021. I was in grade 10. I came to school with a short wolf cut and eyeliner, and it did numbers for my confidence and reputation.
I saw Honey, because I've only seen Honey now with long hair bleached, like, you know, from pieces mm-hmm. and, you know, the way that you present yourself at university. And I went to her Instagram account and I saw the photo. I was like, damn, who is this lady? She's like, that's typical, like, not typical, but she's like, she had this look to her that I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
like, if I was bi, I would consider her.
Stop. And so many people did. And I don't know what it was about that year, but people had, like, some random people had crushes on me. And, like, I had confession from, like, girls and stuff. And I was like, what the heck is going
wow.
on? Anyways, you know, before that, I always had, like, the same waist length straight hair and by the book appearance, you know, mm-hmm. the kind of girl that tucked her uniform shirt into her pants all the time and wore a belt. Like, it was super, like, by the book. And then there was some sort of, like, cathartic change when mm-hmm. I came to school with such a drastic mm-hmm. shift in appearance.
Yeah.
Like, similar to what Im Joo-kyung felt. Like, it just, it was totally different. Like, even the way I see it now, like, I still notice the way people treat me is different. You know, random strangers treat you,
like
nicely. Like, they go out of their way to be nice to you.
Mm.
Like, even if it's not a conscious thing, it's a subconscious thing. You just treat people better when you find them attractive.
I don't know.
Taya's out here chilling.
I'm like, oh, as long as a person is nice, in my opinion, it's yeah. more personality than what they look like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the type that, like, if I find it uncomfortable, I just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just, like,
and
straight
up. And that's your right to. You should. Like, I've had, like, guys come up to me, too, and it's, like, kind of awkward because...
How are we supposed to react to that?
I have a boyfriend. Sorry.
Like, for you. No, for real though. I should just say that. Oh yeah, I have a boyfriend.
I'm a lesbian, actually.
You know, yeah. Yeah. I'm a lesbian.
See that girl over there with the bleached strands who's like Asian? Yeah, that's my wife.
You know, one time my mom, she asked me, "Oh, are you lesbian?" I'm like, "Why do you think that?" Because I don't show interest in relationships, right? And then she straight up asked me. Another time when I was in Norway, my dad, we were on the car ride, and he's like, "Just so you know, if you're like gay or something, you can be open with me about it." I'm like, "What is giving out for me to be?"
I can sense it.
You can sense it.
I think it's just because like generally girls that are into guys will talk a little bit about it, but it's kind of like you give off the vibe where like I could see you being a lesbian. You know what I mean? It's not an insult. It's a compliment,
I know.
If anything.
Yeah, don't take it as an insult at all. But like, maybe it's just, I don't think I'm asexual, but maybe it's just that I'm not attracted to people based on their...
Me too. I think they call it demisexuality. I don't really care about the label.
Exactly,
but
that's the thing, right?
It's where you don't, like, feel that attraction to people unless you have, like, a deep, love connection, which is me. Like, that is, again, why we understand each other, too. Like, looks, literally, I could not give a shit.
Looks don't matter a single thing. Of course, you might carry yourself, which is a good way, or, like,
I'll think, like, oh, like, she's pretty, or, like, he's pretty, but it's, like, who gives a shit?
Once it comes down
I'm not allowed to swear. I forgot.
But when it comes down to whether or not it's a friendship or whether it's something else, like, it all comes down to who they are as a person.
Exactly. It's the vibe.
It's the vibes. Know? That's why me and Hani can call each other wifeys, even though she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in the funniest part, I think she has this thing for names because my name is Matea, and I very often get called Matthew because it autocorrects to Matthew, and her boyfriend's name is Matthew. So I'm like... Is something going on here?
Yeah. I actually just sought her out because I was like, yeah, that's wifey. That's wifey. We kind of went off topic, but with, like, the whole glow up thing, like, oh, there's a tiny key. Sorry, I'm getting distracted again. But, like, as I was going back, there's that sort of cathartic change you have to be careful of. Because with makeup, it can sometimes cause discrepancies between how you perceive your own appearance and how you actually look.
Yeah.
I've been wearing makeup, like, a lot since grade 10. Mm-hmm. Practice. I've gotten good at it, I like to think. But it can, like, screw with your mentality sometimes. But I'm grown now. I'm a big girl now. Like, I'm old enough to be able to, like, ground myself and be like, hey, I'm not ugly without makeup.
No one's ugly.
For real. But, like, with the K-drama, I guarantee you Im Joo-kyung is, like, uglier in her mind than she's in real life. I don't think she is ugly without makeup at all. Like, she looks like a normal person.
I actually didn't think about that, but what if they actually did that purposely? Because every time we see her, we almost see her in a mirror. Like, we see herself looking at herself in the mirror.
Right.
So what if it's just her interpretation of what, or perception of what she looks like? It's not actually what she looks like.
True beauty comes from within. Oh my God, there's like that one EXO Kitty quote. The beauty comes from within. Anyways. But, like, yeah, as we were saying, beauty standards, especially in Korea, is, like, such a topic that needs to be covered, especially in a country where it's normal for plastic surgeries to be gifted to young people. I feel like we've covered this topic before. But, like, the standards are so inflated. Like, her being bullied to that extent over looking normal is not dramatic at all. Like, bullying is such an issue in Korea. I just want to say, like, even though it is stereotypical and cliche, they do kind of make fun of themselves a bit in the K-drama. Like, there's one scene where he gets hit by a car, and it totally makes fun of, like, how dramatic K-dramas can be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even though there's, drama, love triangle, like, they make light of things. They make fun of themselves. They explore friendship in a more meaningful way than just, like, surface level, which I admire.
It's like they... put more focus on their friendship than their romantic relationship.
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like friendship has always come first in this K-drama. Webtoon, not so sure.
Maybe
Webtoon kind of fell off. I can't lie. It fell off.
It did? Yeah. But they made up for it in the show. And it kind of, like, the one that I feel like it resembles a bit is Business Proposal. And both of them are... from webtoons. So I feel like, and it's the same thing, like, I don't know, I just feel like it kind of gives off the same vibe, just different settings,
like a refreshing kind of, you wish you were there.
And I really like it because, like you said, it really does put, like, it makes fun of things in a good way. Like, you laugh when you watch it because some of the things there is just absurd. Like, again, you would, like, is this even possible?
Again, it's like a guilty pleasure kind of K-drama. You know, you might cringe, but, like, you're supposed to cringe.
Right.
Okay. Maybe not as cringe as EXO Kitty.
No. But
yeah.
EXO Kitty and Emily in Paris was my guilty pleasure.
Stop.
Okay. Now, when it comes to, like, the actual cast and, you know, the people and the characters and things like that, like we mentioned before, one of the main characters is played by Chan Woo, who is, in fact, a K-pop idol. He was part of a group called Astro. And then we have the guy who plays Han Seo-jin. His name is Hwang In-yup. And I loved him.
He was like, so good. The star of the show.
He is the best character in this show, in my opinion. Or at least from the main characters. I loved everything he brought to it.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I also had, like, I don't know, there's something with him that you kind of instantly get a crush on him because of the way he is.
It's just like that total cool guy, like cool laid back, you know.
But also cares. He has like he is kind. It's just that he has that bad boy vibe to him. And then finally this year or last year, he got his own like show where he was the main character and he got his, you know, I'm like gonna spoil anything, but he was in a show called Family by Choice. I watched it. I loved it. I already watched it's a Chinese version first, and then now it was made into a Korean one.
I'll have to get on that.
Yeah.
It was really good. Both of them. I got Taeya's Vicky account. Vicky, if you're listening to this, no, you aren't.
Nope. And then we have the one who plays Im Joo Kyung. Her name is Moon Ka Young.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yes. She is such a cool celebrity to me.
She is so, also, just, she is so pretty.
She is.
I mean, her, I don't know, maybe it's just that that's who I find
pretty. Put a bunch of pimples on her face, she is still beautiful.
Exactly. But I will tell you one thing. She currently is starring in a drama called Dearest Nemesis.
Yes.
And I've been watching it.
With the guy who looks like a high schooler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's 1 year older than me. I'm not
only?
Even kidding. Only he's born in 02. I'm not even kidding you. I first watched
him. So he does look like a kid for a reason.
Exactly. He's 23. It's turning 23 this year. But no, the thing with Ka Young is that she's starring in this new show, and in True Beauty, she has a sister, like an older sister,
mm-hmm.
and then the teacher. And there's stuff happening with the teacher and their older sister.
Yeah.
In this show, Dearest Nemesis, they show up, and her older sister in True Beauty is her best friend in Dearest Nemesis.
Aww,
and they have the most wonderful relationship.
That's so cute.
And then the teacher has a cameo. He only is in episode 1 or 2 or something like that. But I found it so funny because I was a true lover of True Beauty.
Yeah.
And now I'm watching Dearest Nemesis. And the fact they brought them in for this show, I loved it.
That is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
They have the pre-established chemistry.
Yeah. And I feel like, honestly, the thing with this show, like Honey already mentioned, it is from a webtoon and it was already popular as a webtoon, and the fact that it was then made into a show, I feel like for some reason they always become successful. We've actually, like, I feel like with Honey and I, we really enjoy shows that are adapted from webtoons, like Study Group, Business Proposal, True Beauty. It's like because maybe it's something with the way that the characters already have a very much established background and like a characteristics of who they are. But yeah, honestly, there's not a lot to the actual, like, there's not a lot of special effects or, you know, visual effects or stuff like that, but it does have a very innocent feel to it, mm-hmm. is what I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm. And how would you rate this?
I love this drama. It's like, it gives me like butterflies in the stomach when I watch it. But I would say I would give it, just because I don't want to give away like just 10 easily, I would give it like 90 cups and 8 honey drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
I give it 8 teacups and 5 honey drops.
Okay.
It wasn't my favorite, but it is a fun watch. Mm. I will have to say it's a fun watch. Would you recommend this? Well, yes, you would recommend it.
I would definitely recommend this to a friend.
I would too. I would too.
Yeah. No, I think I feel like it's a very easy beginner to watch K-drama.
For sure. Not too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there are heavy topics, but it's not a heavy K-drama itself, you know?
Yeah. And it's reasonable where the topics kind of just bring more depth to the story.
Yeah.
But the story itself is light enough to kind of enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
No, honey. The genre of this, do you have a song in mind? Or like a song genre that you would kind of describe this show to be?
Oh, it's hard because I feel like the themes of the K-dramas always match it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm in the mood for dancing, romancing. That one matches it so perfectly. But I feel like maybe, like, some kind of, like, peppy K-R&B. Mm-hmm. Like, you know Bull 4?
No.
Let me put you on. Oh. But it's like, cutesy R&B, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, super catchy, like, universal,
mm-hmm.
upbeat.
Now that you said that, the song that comes to my mind is Dimple by BTS.
Simple?
Dimple.
Oh, Dimple.
Simple? I'm like, what song of BTS is called Simple? Have you heard Dimple?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like True Beauty is very, like, summery.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, mm-hmm. eat watermelon, drink up.
Watermelon sugar. Should we do that one then? Yes. Watermelon
Let's
sugar.
Let's go with that one.
Yeah. Watermelon sugar. There we go. Harry Styles.
All right.
This was Taya.
And Honey.
With Blue Hour.
Bye-bye.
Bye.